Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited that you guys are here with me today. Oh my God, it's so much going on. I don't even know where to begin. It is so much going on in our nation, around the world. I'm telling you, but I just want to go ahead and just say welcome, welcome, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And again, thank you for tuning in today. Go ahead and let all your friends know to tune in. Tell their friends and their coworkers and all of that. I mean, even if you're calling at home, go ahead and text somebody and let them know to join us now live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. What a day. Let's go right into, as we are waiting on our guests, we're going to just have a really flowing time. Today, we're going to be talking about all of the events that's going on, because there is quite a few that's going on. So we will be talking about them. But I just want to say, in my minister, let's take a, you know what, I'm going to switch it up. Let's go ahead and take a sponsor break, and then I'm going to go into a few seconds in ministerial moment just to set the tone for the show. We'll be right back after the sponsorship. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, ministerial moment. Let's see. Okay, to begin with, I have to acknowledge the fact that we did have a blackout yesterday due to the the most horrific, graphic, disturbing, unjustly, unhumane thing that I've ever seen concerning George Floyd. It was very disturbing. I'm sure everyone has seen it. I don't want to go into it, the details of it, because everybody has heard about it. Everybody has heard about it. And so I want to deal with the emotional part, the spiritual part of that, just to really encourage people. I know people are fed up. They are tired of the injustice that's going on in our country. People are like, where is God? What's going on? We had the pandemic. And, you know, we found out about, at least two other murders, within the black race. And, you know, it's just been heartbreaking, disturbing, just so many things that are not good. What do you do as a believer? What do you do as a black person? What do you do as a human? You know, I've seen all of the, those that are protesting. It is so beautiful to see the multicultural, people of different, all kind of race that are out there and really, really, really showing their face and really stepping in and doing their part, in honoring, and helping to fight with us. And I think it's a beautiful thing, because a lot of people are in places already in position of influence concerning other cultures. And this is such a major, major, major breakthrough. I don't want to minimize the effort. Some people, they're so angry they can't see the trees in the midst of the forest. But the thing is that this is a great thing when we have people in leadership police officers, police captains, different politicians and things like that that are stepping up, ministers, just so many people that are standing up for righteousness and standing in position of this is enough. I want to just say to you that, God has not left us. Our labors are not in vain. God is faithful that he will support the just. If you read in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah 42, I had posted something about that earlier and just how God is going to move on our behalf. I really want you to be encouraged by that, that God is moving. I had written something. Let's see. It says in the book of Isaiah 40, chapter 42, behold, my servant whom I uphold, the elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice and right and reveal truth to the nations. He will not cry or shout aloud or cause his voices to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will bring forth justice and truth. He will not fail or become weak or be crushed or discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. And the islands and coastal regions shall wait hopefully for him and expect his direction and law. Thus says God the Lord, he who created the heavens and stretched them forth, he who spread abroad the earth and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you the Messiah for a righteous purpose, and in righteousness I will take you by the hand and will keep you. I will give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the nations, from the dungeon and those who sit in darkness, from the prisons to the prisons. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing a new song, says the Lord. So we have to sing a new song. We have to believe God. We have to trust him that he is in control. But I just wanted to encourage you about that. I just wanted to encourage you about that and let you know that, I'm sorry, we all at home right now. I had to let you all know that to be encouraged, as God is in control. So I won't hold you up. I want you to be encouraged by that, you guys. It's time that we just really know who our Father is, to seek after him with everything in us and believe. I know we're protesting and that's not in vain. I know we're angry and God understands that. He knows that our hearts are broken. He knows that our souls are wounded. He knows these things, but he is the greatest healer. He is the greatest deliverer. And when we humble ourselves before him, repent. I know that you're saying, well, repent. Well, what does that mean? Why would you say that? I mean, just for yourself. For you to be in right standing with God so he can collectively coordinate what is going to happen, the people, the plan that will win the battle, okay? Because it's not just about the one thing that you think. God has a bigger plan. And so just by us seeing everybody come together, white, black, Jewish, Indian, all nationalities come together for the sake of righteousness, that's got to tell you that God is moving through the hearts of the nation and that we will become one at some point, glorifying him. And it's for a greater purpose, because we are only here for a moment. We are eternal minded, not just right now and on this earth, but we are eternal. So there is a life for us, those that believe in him, after that. So after all of this, so we have to come in line with what the plan is for even after that. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the thoughts and plans that he has for us. So I want to encourage you to turn to him. Go ahead and support, you know, your senators, and go ahead and vote. Go ahead and fight. Go ahead and, you know, make your voice heard. But remember to surrender all of that to God. And also, because your steps are ordered by the Lord, and he will direct you to the right place, the right person at the right time that will literally be able to change. And some of you might be saying, well, I've done that. Well, I've tried that. But how much of it is it led by the Spirit, or is it led by the flesh, or is it led by what you think, or is it what you heard? Allow God to lead us all. If we humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and seek after him, he will hear us, and he will direct our steps. He will heal our land. He will give us the instructions. He will give us the way of escape. He will turn the heart of Pharaoh. He will deliver us from evil. He will. I just want to encourage you about that. I just want to encourage you. But right now, we got my girl, Katie Souza, author of Be Revived, my favorite book. I love her. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, Katie.
Hey, my girl. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to keep the noise down in the house. You know, we're all in the house. And so keep the noise down.
Hey, that was a powerful word, my sister. A powerful word this morning. I mean, honestly, if we take your advice and we come together in agreement, we humble ourselves, we stop our rioting, and we believe for God to bring us justice. He mm-hmm. is a God of justice. He's the judge of all the earth. He will bring justice for us all. And so we need to do exactly what you instructed. And I believe that if we come together and if we pray, and if we worship him, then God is going to cause everybody to come out of this situation in a beautiful way, in a way that's going to bless everybody. So thank you for that word this morning, my friend. That was awesome.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I'm so, you know what? I prayed over the show. I just, you know, because with so many people hurting and angry and frustrated, and we get all of that, you know, but we can't lose sight of the fact that who's our creator. We can't put ourselves before the creator. He created everything. He knew everything. It's nothing, like you said, it's nothing that he's unaware of. But I'm so glad that you were able to join us today, because let me tell you, girl, I didn't book nobody because you were coming on here, because I wanted to make sure that we just sat here and got all that God has flowing through you. You know, from your book, which is so important too. Again, this is your book is not only talking about healing and deliverance and, you know, being healed miraculously from diseases and getting older, menopause, elderly changes, natural changes in your body, your hair, and things like that. Be Revived is just really drawing you closer to the Father and the benefits that you reap from drawing closer to him. And can you tell us more about Revived? Be Revived.
Yeah, you know, that book, Dr. Gina, was birthed out of a visitation from the enemy, where the enemy came and literally tried to kill, steal, and destroy every part of my life. I was sick at the time. My dog was sick. I had been praying all day and all night. And then a specter came into my room, said my name, and I said, "Who is that, Lord?" And he said, "That's the spirit of death. He's on assignment to kill you both." And from that moment, the spirit of death went after my marriage, tried to kill my marriage, went after my ministry, tried to kill my ministry, killed off our financial connections, took out four of my top employees. Then killed four people close to me, literally took their life, killed both of my dogs within a couple weeks of each other.
Wow.
Then went after my physical body. Oh, yeah, girl. It was like, it was a mess. Okay. It was the biggest battle I've ever faced. And trust and believe, we have battled against many demonic spirits. And this was the worst. And it went after my body too. Within like a week, I went into menopause. I went immediately into menopause. Within like a week, I gained 8 pounds of belly fat, which for me is a lot. My metabolism slowed down to nothing. my hair turned into a big frizz ball. You know, my skin got baggy, got saggy, got wrinkled. I mean, I would wake up in the morning, Dr. Gina, look in the mirror, and literally be able to see that I had aged overnight. It looked like years. Some mornings I wake up and go, wow, I look like I'm 2-3 years older than I did last night when I went to bed. I mean, what I've discovered during this time is so many things, including the fact that we think aging is just a normal part of life, and we've embraced it. We say stuff like, oh, my knees are going out, but, you know, that's just a part of getting old. Or, you know, I've got menopausal symptoms. I've got hot flashes, but that's just a part of getting old. And, you know, we say things like that. And there are age-related diseases that we just expect to happen to us as we get older, you know. Mm. But the thing is this, I believe, and I've seen proof of this, that this is really a plot from the devil.
Yeah.
They've come up with a strategy to attack us with certain age-related diseases, quote unquote.
Well, let me just say this. Katie, if we believe it, then that opens the door and give him legal right to just wreak havoc in our bodies because of aging. If we believe it, if we believe because we're older, this is just how it's supposed to be, then other things come with just outside. It starts affecting us inside because we're believing that.
Yeah, we're giving a legal consent for a landing strip for the enemy to assault us. And we also come into agreement, Dr. Gina, with the spirit of death by saying stuff like, I'm so tired of this. I just give up. I want to quit. I don't want to live no more. I want to go to heaven. I'm done. I'm done with these people. I'm done with this situation. I'm done with this business. I'm done with my employer. I'm done. I just want to give up. Take me, Lord. When we say stuff like that, we're saying, spirit of death, you have the right to come and make me sick, make me diseased, take my life, take my family's life, steal my money, kill my marriage. We're doing all of that. And so we have to watch our mouths. We have to watch our agreement. And we have to watch what we believe. We weren't supposed to die of disease. We're supposed to transition from this planet to heaven. When we quote, oh, here we are, we're all at home.
You sound like me now. Jeez, oh, Pete. It sounds just like me. Now I don't feel bad, okay?
Praise the Lord. Our dogs can sing in chorus, amen? Our dogs can sing in chorus.
Okay.
But it's true, Dr. Gina.
They were taught well. They praise the Jesus.
Hey, man. we have to snap out of this. This is not, we weren't supposed to age and get old and die. I mean, the reason why Adam and Eve, they were immortal beings. They were, the only reason why they died was because of sin. And that is the reason. And they didn't just spiritually die. From that moment, they started to slowly age.
Yes.
Slowly age until they finally, death took them completely. So we have to realize that we're supposed to live strong, energetic, full of vigor, and good looking. And, you know, looking the best that we can till the end. You know why? People say, oh, that's so vain and all that. But you know what? Here's the deal. The people of this world pay attention to people who are beautiful, who look good, who look fresh, who look young. I mean, people on Instagram and all these Snapchats and everything, they make millions and billions of dollars just for their look.
It's Katie.
Come on,
because God is going to supply you with what is going to draw people to him through you. He's just going to do it.
That's right.
I mean, I remember when I gave myself to him, and I know this is true, Katie, because when I gave myself to him for the third time, girl, and I want to talk a little bit about your past so people can understand that you just didn't wake up like this. You know, and God is, you know, he's his grace is sufficient, and he's a healer and a deliverer. I want them to know that you've been through some things, and God has really positioned you with this anointing, and I want to talk about the healing and all that stuff. But right now, I want to share with you that I can relate to that because the third time that I surrendered my life to God, 18 years ago, I saw him literally clothe me, dress me, literally dress me and thin me. He literally took years off of me. He literally did that. Come and on. I didn't do anything. All I did was seek him. I fasted according to what I believe he led me to do. And I ate what he told me to eat. And I sought after him. And I praised him all the time, every day, every morning. And all of a sudden, I just started seeing my body changing. I started seeing body fat go down. I started seeing my hair grow. I started seeing my hair thickening. I started seeing, he started, giving me different hairstyles to wear. I looked so, I remember somebody saying to me, you have a very unique look. And I just thought to myself, I didn't do this. God did that. And some people would think, she does this to her hair because she, it's her. No, God gave me the texture and the design of my hair and how he wanted my face to look in these pictures and stuff like that. I can honestly tell you that. And, so I know that to be true. Mm-hmm. And I like Gina G. I wanted to bring Gina G on. Gina G, welcome, Gina G, my co-host. And this is Katie Souza. You remember her from the first time, right, Gina?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hey, and girl. You have been, I wanted her to come in real quick before we got too far off because you had mentioned about how the spirit of death came in and you were talking about how it attacked your friends, a couple of your friends that passed away, your dogs, and the spirit of death was trying to attack your marriage and things like that. Gina, did you have anything to talk to, just to elaborate on that with Katie, that experience? Maybe she can give you something for that.
Right now, Katie, I just need prayer. It is like, I wish I had more in this conversation because I could not wait till you came on the show. Oh my God, I was so excited when Gina told me, that we were bringing you back and, we wasn't going to have nobody.
Amen.
I was like, oh yes, pen and paper and notepad and, but so much has transpired in such a little amount of time that right now just having you two prayer warriors on the line would just do me just as fine as any question that I could ask you today. I just appreciate you being here and sharing anything inspiring right now, especially in these times with everything that's going on.
Well, I know, Gina, that you have been dealing with that, what's going on now. We had talked about that, and I know you're going to elaborate on that a little later about your perspective on that. But I know that you have posted something about two of your friends that passed and some things like that. And I wanted Katie to be able to, discern what that could be, because I know you said it was a lot of deaths and it was a lot of other things going on and your spirit felt heavy and things like that. And she had mentioned that the spirit of death had came in. So it might be sometimes, and I'm just saying this for people too, what she was saying was watch what we say and not saying that, it's anybody's fault or anything like that. But we have to not come in agreement with the adversary because the enemy his whole thing is to seek to kill, steal, and destroy. And anytime we are weak and we succumb to that, then he wants to come in and just take full over. And I wanted you maybe to elaborate on that, Katie, maybe.
I like what you said. We don't want to put blame on anybody because, honestly, the spirit of death can run in our bloodline for years and centuries and generations, and we don't even know it, right?
Yeah.
So the worst thing to do is to go and tell somebody, oh, well, you're in sin or you don't have any faith, and that's why you got sick or died, because that's not reality. Reality is that the spirit of death gives us legal right to attack us because we're lawbreakers. But here's the thing. No one can keep the whole law. That's what James 2 says. Okay, nobody can.
So no.
It's not like, okay, you did something worse than somebody else. It's like, wow, we are all lawbreakers. Because the Bible says that our flesh was weak in the ability to be able to keep the law. That's just the way it is. That's why we need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen? That's why we need Jesus. So, what do we do? I want to read this to you. I want to read this scripture to you guys. Because this scripture was an eye-opener for me. Okay, this proves that death gives us right to attack our physical bodies and the rest of our lives because of the law breaking. This is Romans, it's 7. I'm reading from the Amplified because I really love that translation, right? This scripture is so powerful. It says this. This is Romans 7:5. It says, when we are living in the flesh, remember the flesh can't keep the law, mere physical lives, the simple passions that were awakened and aroused by what the law makes sin, we're constantly operating in our bodily organs so that we produce fruit for death. See, death gets its right to produce fruit and to be, constantly be operating in our bodily organs when we break the law, which is every day. It's every day. Yep. You know, no one can keep the whole law perfectly. It's impossible. The only person that did was Jesus Christ. And that's why the first key to defeating the spirit of death is that we've got to bind ourselves with Jesus in a deeper way than we ever have before. Because especially now in this world, look at how death has gone and killed people, taken them through the virus, killed their businesses, killed off all, you know, every their dreams, their families, everything else.
Yep.
We've got to bind ourselves deeper to Jesus than ever before. Because the Bible says that Jesus, through his death, fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law on our behalf. That's Romans 8:1-4. So, see, Jesus was the only person that actually kept the law perfectly. So when we hang out with him, and I don't mean just going to church on Sunday and maybe going to Wednesday night prayer. I mean, like, every day you're communing with the Lord. Every day in your heart, you're like, wow, I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you so much. Show me your face today. I want to look at you. Speak to me today. I want to hear your voice. I want to wait on you. And we spend time with him, you know, in the car on the way to work, in the shower, you know, and later on in the evening, set yourself apart instead of watching that one show, you know, spend half an hour with the Lord. You know, we are going to start seeing that truth that he fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law on our behalf start to manifest in our life, and the devil will have to back off. The Bible also says that in Hebrews 2:14, that Jesus took away the power from the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. Mm-hmm. So again, when we hang out with him, when we hang out with the Lord, that truth begins to manifest in more and more layers. When we just keep our eyes on Jesus, that Satan's going to have to go, oh, wow, they're hanging out with the one that took away my power to put death on them. You know, and then the Bible also says in Galatians that the devil, that the curse of the law of sin and death was taken away by Jesus when he became a curse for us. So, again, it's all about Jesus, right? That's our first step to getting rid of the spirit of death. Think about this. The Bible says when we abide in the vine, we will produce abundant fruit. But when we don't stay abiding in the vine, that we will be like a branch that is cut off and withers away and dies. So if you were to go out in your backyard and like cut off a branch and throw it on the ground, it wouldn't continue to blossom and grow fruit and grow flowers and everything else. It would wither up and die. And people say, well, that's a spiritual withering. That's not true, because that word wither is the same word as the man with the withered hand. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it is a physical withering, too. It's a withering of your marriage and of your ministry. Now, people say, well, I know really good Christians that died. Really good people who love Jesus that died. What is that, Kate? What is that? here's the thing. Really good Christians, that's me, that's you guys, that's your friends, that's everybody. We've made a mistake. And our mistake is...
Yes.
Our mistake is that we pursued the Lord, but in our pursuit of the Lord, we pursued all the things of the Lord, like, okay, fasting, praying, all that's good. This technique, that technique, all that, it's all good. This strategy, that strategy, it's all good. But we forgot to just maybe sit down and just pursue only Jesus, right? So does that make sense to y'all? I mean, you know,
oh my God, it makes a lot of sense because God has been showing me that in the activity that we put into seeking God, we're missing the move of him. So like, because we're doing so much doing, and then we say, okay, well, I done did this for an hour. It's time to get up. And we miss that time when his presence and the anointing of God comes and heals our soul. He comes in and chisels away and delivers us from all this fleshy stuff. We become more like him till we become one with him. And so it's so true.
Yeah.
That it's important, and I'm so glad that you tapped into that, because I feel like God is showing people that there is more of you that I want, and he wants us to want more of him. So much we talked about the things, like you said, the material things, or, you know, heal this, fix my this, and touch them, and talk to them, and get them, and bring them, you know, that we haven't just said, I'm just happy with you. If you didn't do anything else, I just want to be in your presence. And God has honored that. And through that, that's when your healing is. That's when your deliverance is. That's when your marriages are healed. That's when things come. You are becoming more like him, that things are just drawn to you. They come to you. As you are walking to him, you're actually walking to everything that's in him that belongs and been predestined to you. And sometimes that's difficult for people to understand because of the teaching or generational, or maybe it's cultural or whatever. But the more we die of all of that stuff, the more we become more, we get more into his presence and all of the benefits there is of. I think about, now some people would say, well, when I went to a healing ministry, I wasn't saved. I was actually skeptical, and then God touched my heart. But the fact that you even went was initially the will, that you gave your will to him because you initially went to that miracle service. You said that you was a spectator, but you really was looking for something. And God can use whatever morsel that can get you to the place where he can show himself mighty to you. I have heard of people that have had miracles and was saved in the same hour. In the same 5 minutes, in the same second, they were healed and they surrendered their life to God, and because they saw God right then and there, and all they wanted to do was serve him. Is that right? You've seen that, Katie, haven't you?
Yeah, I man, I love people. I do. We want to please God, right? And we're, at the same time, we're all in these difficult situations. So we try to do everything we can from the Word to get out of that situation. But we leave Jesus out of that equation. The Bible talks about the Pharisees. And the Pharisees said, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you search the scriptures for life when I am life.
Right.
So he was saying, you're looking for life, for vibrancy, for strength, for eternal life. You're looking for all this life. But I'm standing right in front of you, and you're rejecting me. I'm life. I'm the one that has life. Remember what Jesus said about himself throughout the whole Bible. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven to bring life to the world. I am the light, which is life. I came to bring you life and life abundant. In me is the fountain of life. Springs of living water will flow forth from your innermost being. You know, he's telling us, look, I know that you're trying this. You have cancer. You have diabetes. You have this and that. So you're trying this and you're trying that. And it's all from the scriptures and it's all good. But you've forgotten to make me the core of all of those messages because I'm the one that contains life. And so, you know, we get caught in this trap. You see what I'm saying? We get caught in the trap. So we have to run back to Jesus. Let me read you this scripture from Job. This is powerful. Okay. This is, in this story, there's this man, and he's actually being, his life is being taken away by the spirit of death. But then God totally comes and heals him. And the Bible says he makes his, he restores his flesh and it becomes fresher than a child.
Okay, so this is so crazy, Katie. Come on. Okay, that's what he wants. He wants us to be childlike before him, and he matures us. But when we come humbly childlike, pure, like, this is all I want is daddy. All I want is daddy. I just want to be with you, Father. I just want to be in your presence. He can feed you. He can quench your thirst. But go ahead. I'm sorry, but I'm just so excited.
It's all right. So check this out. It says that this is talking about the man. It says, he is chastened with pain upon his bed and with continual strife in his bones, so that his desire makes him loathe food, and even dainty dishes nauseate him. His flesh is so wasted away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yet his soul draws near to corruption, and his life to the inflictors of death, the destroyers. Okay, so obviously the spirit of death is killing this man. He's so sucked up from being attacked by the spirit of death, his bones are sticking out. His flesh is clinging to his bones. And then it says what God does. This is the next part. It says, but then God is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down into the pit of destruction. I have found a ransom, that's Jesus, a price of redemption, that's Jesus, an atonement, that's Jesus. Then this man's flesh shall be restored. It becomes fresher and more tender than a child, and he returns to the days of his youth. You see, youth restoring power. This is an audacious claim, that our flesh can become fresher than a child, but the Bible doesn't lie. The Bible is true. We are left with the burden of believing that God can make our flesh become fresher than a child, that we can actually have the clock.
I mean, it's so true. It's right there. Now, Katie, with all of that being said, Be Revived is the name of the book. Defeat the spirit of death with the power of life. She has given us, hello? Oh, Gina, I think Katie dropped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she dropped. Let me see. Let me let her know. How are you feeling, Gina? That's what I want to know.
I am trying not to feel defeated. I'm just trying to, I feel bad going on about my day.
Okay. Well, so I don't want you to feel bad going on about your day. Is that like a guilt?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, I just feel that, you know, if I move on and I'm happy and I'm doing things, you know, I feel, you know, like it's very, very hard to put into words. I really need to fast and pray. Is really what I do, what I need to do to just clear up everything.
I want to pray over you so your spirit would be lifted up. Father, we thank you and bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for Gina. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father. We thank you for your healing power, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to intervene through all of this, Lord God, all of the heaviness, Lord God. We remove it now in the name of Jesus. May your will be done. May a fresh anointing pour upon her right now, the anointing that destroys yokes. We thank you, Lord God, for you manifesting mightily in her life, Lord God, her surroundings, Lord God. Touch her mind, body, and soul, Father God. Create in her a clean heart and renew a right spirit within her, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. I remove every heavy spirit, every false burden. I remove all false weights in the name of Jesus, and I release the peace of God. May your will be done, Father God. I pray that you would give her instructions as you draw her closer to you, Father God. Have your way right now. And I speak joy. I speak rest. I speak peace in the name of Jesus, wisdom and knowledge. May the rivers overflow, a refreshing, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would just blow a fresh wind, Father God, through her nostrils, Father God. May it generate all through her organs, her bodies, her vein, her bones, Lord God, her mind. Oh God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and bless your holy name. We love you, Lord. Amen. Okay. All right. And I'm not done with you yet, and neither is God. So hold on, sister. All right, Katie, you back?
I'm back, girl.
All right. See, that word too powerful, man. The devil don't like that. But I wanted to say, so the book is called Be Revived, Death, Defeat the Spirit of Death with the Power of Life. Tell everybody, because you got a powerful ministry for prisons. Tell everybody how that came about.
Yeah, you know, I was on the street for many years. We have a similar story. Career criminal, slinging dope, cooking meth, doing collections. When people had, you know, they owed money for dope debt, I went and collected it. So there was a lot of violence, a lot of guns, a lot of money exchanges, a lot of battles, a lot of high-speed chases with the police and all of that. And then finally got arrested. By the feds, no doubt, not by the state, by the feds. I'd already been in the state like 12 times. Got arrested by the feds, and they took me in. And so while I was in there, God touched me, man. Jesus touched me. And
what was that like? Katie, tell everybody what that moment was like for you. I think it's a lot of people that wonder what that's like, and I think intimidates them a little bit. I wanted to say frightens them, but I want to say intimidates them a little bit. They don't know what to expect. I have come to know that it's not an expectation, so to speak, like a feeling or something. It's just a designated time almost. It's almost like you're drawn to that moment, and then he just has his way. But I that's just how it was for me. But how was it for you in that moment in prison?
Well, I have to say that's very, you know, how I felt about it, too. I know that God had me arrested. I think that if I hadn't have been arrested, I probably would be dead. So God had me taken into custody so that he could save my life, right?
Yeah,
and then
when
I was in, you know, I kept on fighting. I would attack the COs. I would, fight with the inmates, other inmates. And all of that, and get into trouble all the time. They're always taking me down, always looking for stuff. You know, I was always going to the hole. I was always in lockdown, always in lockdown. And, you know, finally, you know, after you go to lockdown, the lockdown there wasn't, you know, a cell by yourself with your own power. It was, you know, nasty with feces and blood and no bed and a metal bench to sleep on, and that was lockdown. So after you do that for about, 5-10 times, you go, I'll give up.
Yeah.
You know, and God brings you to a place where you surrender for your good, for your good. And that's basically what I did. And I met God in the lockdown cell, you know, like I asked them to bring me a Bible, and they wouldn't bring me a Bible. So they took me out finally after like, I don't know how many days, to take a shower. And I went to go put my dirty uniform in the uniform bucket, which normally had all stacked to the ceiling with dirty uniforms. It was empty. I looked in there and there was nothing in it but a Bible.
Wow. So, look at how you set that up. See, that's what I'm saying. Like things like that. Like you couldn't have orchestrated that. It's not by might nor by power. It's literally by his spirit. And he knows everything about you and loves you so much. And he's like, I'm going to get her attention one day. I'm going to get it. She doesn't know. And I'm going to protect her, even though she, you know, he or she made bad decisions along the way. I think about all the times he protected me from stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of like, even because I might have been going to the right, but he'll have some way that he'll push me over to the center just enough to not have me go over the edge. You know what I'm saying? Or if I was over to the right, he'd just kind of push me over. Like, even if it meant moving people out of the way, if it meant for me having to move, you know what I'm saying? Anything, whatever it was, he had me sit down one day and just had me go over all of the times that I was stopped by the police, girl, the rage that I was in. I mean, so much stuff in my view, in my way, and things that I had experienced, the places that I would go. I mean, the kidnapping and all this stuff. And I think about all of this stuff and I'm like, wow. And but you knew the day and time that you was just gonna pull more and more away to where I had nothing but to surrender. It's like you said, it's just to the point where you just surrender. You know what I'm saying? It's a weariness that comes over you in doing that, doing life in that way. And you're just like, I don't have nothing else. There's nobody else. I remember I carried this Bible that I had gotten a long time ago as a student, King James, and a study Bible. And I took that thing everywhere with me. I don't care how much crack I smoked. I don't care how much, I don't care where I was at, what state of mind. That Bible was always near me. It was just something that he was like, I want you to take this with you. I don't know. It was just in my spirit. And I didn't know that. It was just, you know, you said something told me, you know, back then in the world, you like something told me. And I would just take it. And I remember that Bible that I carried around with me for over, I don't know, 15 years. God used that Bible. Holy Spirit was able to teach me how to hear from him by reading that study Bible and ministering to me. I was literally taught the Father's voice from that student Bible. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Now, I wouldn't have never been able to coordinate all of that. I could not.
You see how that is? I mean, honestly, that's the Holy Ghost, right? Because, you know, I had that similar experience. I mean, our lives are so much alike in so many ways.
Know.
You know, I would be like, you know, on the street in the middle of a firefight, you know, and I would be talking to God. Like, and for some reason, it was like I knew he existed. It wasn't like I was like, you know, are you real? I would be like,
yeah,
I know you're real, so you better do something right now because I know you're there. And I know you're watching. You better do something fast, okay? You know, I've been talking to God. So this is the Holy Spirit, how he draws people, right?
Yeah.
And even in the middle of their sin, man.
Yeah, it's
even
amazing.
Even in the middle of their sin.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, he'll show you angels. I mean, this is the thing. This is what I want people to go away with this. As you allow God by spending time with him and getting in his presence, some of you are going to experience distractions. It's going to be, I got to feed my dog. I got to go to the store. I got to get this on the grocery. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Let me keep that in my memory before I forget that I got to do this after 8 o'clock. Whatever comes, oh, this hurts on me. Oh, this, you know, whatever the enemy can do, your flesh, remember that it is warring against the spirit. It's warring against what God is doing in your soul. Your flesh is the enemy. Okay. And I want you to see it that way, because when you're in his presence, the enemy, your flesh is going to say, I'm tired. I got to do this and that, whatever it does, be determined. You don't have to do a whole lot. You don't have to yell louder in your prayer. You don't have to speak in any more tongues than you normally do. As a matter of fact, in his presence, once you petition before him, whatever it is that you came before him with, you know, repent of whatever you feel like the Holy Spirit is leading you to repent of, allow him to bring things to you that is important to him. Because what we think is important is not important to him. So I want you to come to him like a child. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
Right.
And I know that I am nothing without you. And so I believe that when you continuously have your flesh die that way every day, meaning that your flesh, because remember when Jesus was hung on that cross, your flesh, all of that was with it. So by his stripes, you are healed. Every beating, every cat o' nine tail, the thorns, everything, the scratches, the whips, the bruises, the spit, all of that stuff his body went through. You went through with him with that. So your flesh really has no dominion over your soul, over your spirit, over the Holy Spirit. So you have to remember that. So kind of like the same way you can discipline everything else in your day about you, discipline your flesh and know that it is at war with what God is wanting to do to your soul and in your life. He wants you to be the light. And I say all that to say because when you get closer to him, he will start revealing to you supernatural things. You'll start seeing angels. You'll start, you know, we're so worried about the demonic realm that we don't even know what the kingdom realm is doing. And I feel like that's a lot of doing at times because God will tell you what a spirit is. He's not going to not withhold anything from you. So just like he revealed to the disciples and Jesus what the demons were that they had to cast out, call out, and all of that, and it was effective, that's the same way God would do. The more we get closer to him, the more we will operate like him. The more that we get closer to him, the more we will see the manifestation of the things that you think are important, but they're not. God will get you the car that you need. He will get that house that he knows that you he will do all of that. He knows exactly what patterns, he knows the color, he knows what man you like, what woman you, he knows all of that, but he wants you to get closer to him so it could be about him. That's the main thing. And he'll start seeing all of these things. So with that being said, Katie, my girl, I want to talk about partnership, very important, before we close out. Partnership. Let me tell you, God has been really ministering to me the importance of partnership. And I've been talking about it a lot on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I want you guys to go on KatieSouzaMinistries.com. Check out all of the things. I mean, she's got the soaking material on YouTube. I listen to it every night. That's another thing. When I first surrendered 18 years ago, Katie, he would have me playing services, sermons all throughout the night. I would wake up, and if the tape was over, back then it was tapes, I would flip that tape over, play it again. He would wake me up, Holy Spirit, and then I'd flip it over again or put a different one in and play it through the night. It was always consistently my soul was being fed the word of God. It was constantly. And sometimes life happens and we think, oh, that was then. And, you know, the enemy will have you think you don't need to do that no more. The devil is a lie. You need to eat every day. And the same way fed you at the beginning, you better keep the same pattern unless he increases it. You know what I'm saying? But never will he take it backwards. He will always increase it. So don't let the devil manipulate you like that. Get something. Go on the YouTube, Katie Souza, S-O-U-Z-A. Look up her soaking material. She has hours of it. I play it all the time. I play it all the time. And she's saying scriptures and all of that. Let it feed your soul. So when you wake up, it's not like you climbing out of the hole. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but if you don't, if your soul is not, because see, while you're sleeping, your soul is not. You know, your soul is still going. So you gotta feed it. Otherwise, it'll just be desolate. And then you have to climb up and do all this labor in the morning when you wake up, and that will wear you out. But if you constantly have something going in your spirit, when you wake up, your spirit is ready. You know, God is ready. You're already in position for the outpour. Instead of you coming to the throne, you're already half there. So all you gotta do is like cut off all the rest of the day, get your mind disciplined to focus, meditate on him, his word, stay focused. And I'm telling you, if the more you sit, stand still, wait patiently, be silent before God. You don't have to keep moving the whole time in your prayer, just so he can have a moment to spend and shower you with what he needs. But yeah, go to KatieSouzaMinistries.com and look at the prison ministry. Look at all of the teachings that she has. God told me to partner with this woman of God, and I'm telling you, I am so glad that I did. I had no idea. It has been a blessing. Tell everybody the importance of partnership, though, because I've already said it. I want you to say what God has taught you. Now, we both two in the street women that God done raised up, that made us look. I don't look anything like I look when I was out in the street. You know, and he's done the same amazing thing for Katie. She operates. He uses her. She's a vessel for the master's use for healing. She's does healing. The Holy Spirit comes to her, and his presence fills the wherever she's at. And actually, he's able to produce healing miracles through her. I mean, she's seen so many miracles. I mean, girl, please tell them about the importance of partnership.
Yeah, you know, the thing I love about what you're saying was the soaking thing. You know, one thing that we do is we make soakers. You know, that was birthed out of my own need. When I would be battling something, God would show me what it is. He'd show me what to do, and I think, gosh, it'd be really great if I had all those scriptures you just gave me on one CD to get me healed. But I have a radio background, like you have a radio background right now. I mean, I have a radio background. I did radio for years, so I thought, well, I'm going to make me a soaker. And so I would. And I would get miracles, girl. I would record my own voice, put music behind it, listen to it, soak to it all night, and then I'd wake up healed. And the Bible actually talks about that. In Mark 4, it says that the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground. That's what you're doing when you're soaking. You're scattering seed on your ground. And it says, and then he continues sleeping and rising day and night while the seed sprouts and grows and increases, and he knows not how. It's like then the earth, meaning our bodies, our house, our business, the earth produces first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain of the ear. It's like, man, you know, one reason to partner with us is because we have these powerful soakers. And when you
and they're
listen
free
to them.
And they're free. You go on YouTube and you can play it all night long, Jay. I'm telling you. I love
it's
it.
Awesome. And you'll produce fruit. You're going to have that scripture going to pass. You're going to have the
my
seed
life
sprout
has
and it's going to grow.
God, Katie. And then you reap the benefits from the anointing, you know what I'm saying, off of her life. It is so powerful, guys. Partnership is so important. It's not about what they look like. It's not about what they're saying. It's about the anointing. Let God be your divine connection and connect you to what is going to take you to the next level, but also how you're going to be, what you have can contribute to that ministry or that person. It's person, it's ministry, it's, you know, whatever it is, that partnership, being a partner with God. It says something in the Bible partnering with them, as I partner with them, that he would do, what is that scripture? Oh, Katie, I can't remember it. About him partnering with us, because to do his will. I'm going to tell y'all next week, but I know we're running out of time. But Katie, I just want you to tell everybody social media, because we got to go. Where can they follow you?
Yeah, go on to Facebook. Just go to Katie Souza Ministries. I'm always doing live posts. And when I do a live post, I never just teach. I lead people through a healing activation. So it's important to get on Facebook, get the alerts of when I go live. You know, go on to my YouTube channel. There are thousands of hours of teaching and healing activations. Like I said, I don't just ever teach. I always activate. So you can go on and watch those and watch the television broadcasts, and you can activate. You can go on to my Twitter account. You know, there's so many places where you can receive information, teaching, healing, activations, and everything. So just, you know, go to katiesouza.com, my website, and I have all kinds of resources there, all kinds yes. of different soakers for each different situation. So
everything. Thank you, Katie Suze. I love you, sister, forever. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Check. God bless you, sister.
I love you, my friend. You're awesome. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, now. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Listen, we have to go. Gina G, are you good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you sound a lot better. All right, listen, Katie Souza joined us, and Gina G got prayed on, and I was blessed by both of them, and I love them both. Listen, stay healthy, stay whole. I can't even talk. Hey, what is it, Gina?
You got to live happy, live
healthy, live whole, live in your destiny until next time. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And y'all pray for Dr. Gina G and me. All right, till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.